Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Do not settle. Demand. Demand. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
I'm really hungry. Starving. Let's just mail this thing in, shall we?
I pulled the punters today.
Can we start recording now? Good. That's really funny.
Is that your fake pre-show banter?
Yeah.
You have better.
I have got better, but I wasn't putting any.
We were talking about Portuguese lunches.
We were. I was just going to say, is it the Schutterskater that's, that, you know, your Portuguese has improved dramatically.
Thanks, man. Yeah. I know a Portuguese
dude. Rob Schutterskater, didn't he play defense for the Penguins?
Yeah, Rob Scuderi, yeah.
That's pretty good.
Very good.
The hockey reference, 30 seconds in, eh?
Oh, yeah. That Aaron Ekblad, that American. Oh,
yeah. 5.2 billion reasons to care.
Your Rangers not doing so well.
Oh, my God.
Today on the podcast, they talk about Rangers. And the Rangers. Okay.
This is the Soccer Central podcast. Right. I'm James Sharman. I've got Thomas Dobby and Brendan Dunlop here.
How you doing, buddy?
Not like the shirt, by the way.
You're not liking the shirt?
No, I love it.
Oh, you do?
He's a Real Madrid fan, too. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
it's the newest team.
You know me. It's all about the name on the back, unless it's a Villa shirt.
And he's got his Drake hat on.
Oh, he didn't know. Or, excuse me.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, Amir, can we
That's got to be
that out when he comes around to...
3 minutes in.
Three jobs here, eh? Oh, boy. So you won't be hearing Brendan Dunlop on the podcast for the next few weeks because of that.
No, but for real, it has to be removed before we get going.
You're right. I did not know the October.
You thought it was because of the month I was born in.
Oh, so October's you were going to bring it up or what?
No, I wanted to see if he figured it out.
That's not as bad as thinking that Florence and the Machine are an 80s band. Yeah. So
I still think she looks like the Wendy's girl.
Gallagher.
You didn't interview him though, did you?
No, I didn't. No,
like our old friend.
Oh, my green with envy. I saw KG on Sunday actually.
Yeah,
he told me. And I was not impressed.
Yeah.
Not happy about it.
Did you go to the show together?
No, well, we were both at the same show. We went there together, but we met before and after.
Seemed like there was a lot of people.
Greg Brady.
I think everyone with some British inclination to entertainment or fun was there.
Yeah.
I didn't go.
Either.
I was working.
Mary.
We both. Mary,
good.
No, it's a good show, though.
Yeah. Sweet.
But yeah, it's a very tight Real Madrid shirt that Dunlop's wearing right now. Yeah. The black away kit.
With a dragon.
With Ronaldo on the back.
Who else?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe Fabio Contral could have gotten that.
Oh, yeah, it could have been.
I might have got James.
That would be very douchey.
Too cool for you.
Why was that
douchey?
Well,
at least Ronaldo, you got your Portuguese roots, so I can see the connection.
What's douchey with a James jersey?
You're not Colombian.
So what?
You're not a Real Madrid fan. You're neither a Colombian fan or a Real Madrid fan.
At least you're Portuguese, you can get away with Ronaldo. But he's got quite the Queen West douchey look going with his tight Real Madrid jersey.
And, you think it's Queen?
Maybe not.
It's a hybrid. It's
maybe
a city
Gerard
place.
Maybe Gerard East or something.
What are your shades with you?
I left them in the car because I knew you'd dirt me.
You know, I've got some shades you can wear.
This is
the best soccer podcast I've ever
only
heard.
If you Instagram this. That's actually the first bit of soccer we've spoken about.
They're not aviators, right? So it's not quite
okay.
Douchey.
Okay, let's see how it looks.
These are like race car driver glasses.
Yeah, those are like NASCAR glasses.
NASCAR.
Put those on.
Now take a picture. And this is the first time that we've ever used interactive. But they're like, what is this? Like 3D?
Oh, it's polarized.
Polarized. That's right. Because my phone's all messed up.
They're Oakleys. They're very nice.
Do I got to get away here? How about this?
There you go. No, I got you. Perfect. We're good.
All right. Well, that was the Sorted. Central podcast.
I'm just going to wear these.
I hope you enjoyed that. We talk about what we're wearing that you can't see.
Yeah.
We'll be tweeting
out pictures, which I'm sure you're dying to see how douchey Dunlop looks.
In fairness, you couldn't even see the jersey. It's blocked by the computer, but that's fine.
I got it.
It's the idea, the thought that counts.
Well, let's talk about your precious Real Madrid, shall we? We'll get to the other match later. Champions League, of course. Dominated the week.
This is precious. It's great.
Dominated the week in Champions League. Two really good games. Juventus, Real Madrid. Juve, take it 2-1. 2-1.
Yeah.
Fully deserve it too, I thought.
Our producer's fist pumping back there. Loves the Serie A.
Yeah, you know what? Good for them because you kind of thought that they'd go with maybe a defensive approach. But I think that Allegri and the team as a whole saw the realization that that would be a massive mistake. And when you're at that level, a lot of people thought, oh, they're happy to be back on that stage. But with that performance and the way that they came out, I think they set the tone early. Within the first minute, they had a chance, and caused Real Madrid some problems defensively. And I think expose what is pretty questionable Real Madrid backline at Carvajal, I think, is the key question mark, and gave away the penalty, obviously, later as well. Should have been off. I think that Juventus did exactly what they need to. They'll be upset about conceding the goal, but when you think of it, you always figure that Real Madrid was going to get an away goal. So 2-1 sets up pretty nicely. I still think Real Madrid are favorites.
I do, to
get through, but it gives Juventus a platform to go for. And I think similarly in the second leg, they have to go try and get a goal. They can't go there and try to get a 0-0 because then it'll unfold on them. I think they have to go there, try to find a goal at some point, and then you're in the ballpark where you can give up two and get to extra time, and you've got a huge chance.
Sure, and I think that Real Madrid are still vulnerable. They didn't use the wings very well. Defensively, they beyond Ramos, they looked frail. Obviously, Carvajal is a bit of a liability.
Ramos was poor, though, I thought, passing-wise. I mean,
yeah,
you know,
handled the ball really well.
Yeah, but and I know you're losing Modric and you're putting him in that spot.
Yeah.
You can't compare Modric to Ramos in midfield, but he gave the ball away a lot in that match. You know, and it's not really his fault. He's not a center,
right?
Central midfielder.
If only they were deep enough.
I think he actually started his career actually in that position at Sevilla, I believe.
Before falling back, you
think he'll fall back at the center back next time out. You would think. You mentioned that the wing play, and Gareth Bale was just abject, wasn't he? Just not involved. Not healthy.
Is he going to be there next year? I mean, there's more and more that...
Isn't it crazy?
It really is crazy. I mean, he started pretty well there considering the expectations and the money, but just this season, it's just kind of gone downhill. And with Real Madrid, the fans, it's just, they're so fickle that I feel like once they've turned on you, there really isn't winning them back. And it's going to be very difficult for him to get back in their good books. I mean, I'm sure a bag full of goals will do it, but it just doesn't seem to be happening for him at this point.
There's a column in, I think, the Telegraph this week by, and I forget who it was, but someone that's clearly connected to the Bale camp, and they were saying that he is actually very happy there, likes his lifestyle there, wants to succeed on that team with these players, has no intention of moving back.
Mm-hmm.
But there's obviously something wrong. It went on to say in this column that he's the kind of player that he just has to be 100% fit to be effective. If he's 80% fit, he has no faith in his ability or his health.
Right.
And just doesn't. Because you watched him in that game, you know, he's not taking players on one-on-one. He's taking the easy option. And it was written about a lot. I think Roy Keane mentioned that as well. But he was just opting for the easy choice every single time he got the ball, rather than the Gareth Bale we know, who's pushing the ball 20 feet up the field and winning that race to it, beating players one-on-one.
It's amazing how little, you know, regard we have for that as fans, as media, as anybody that watches the game, because we just expect these guys to be able to play through it, right? I mean, when guys have nagging injuries and whatnot, and just, you know, the taxing that it takes on them, and the fact that they play 48 weeks out of the year, most of these guys, when there was the tournament, you know, you just think they're on the field while they're good enough to play, they should be able to play to that full capability, and you don't want to ever hear those things used as excuses and whatnot. But you wonder how often guys are playing through injuries that are causing them to play, you know, way substandard to what they're used to. And we're not going to allow that to be an excuse. And we're just going to bash on guys when they don't play to their full potential, even if that is the case.
It is crazy that the Real fans have turned on him to the point where I don't think that he can win them back. He was never going to be the guy to score as many goals as Ronaldo or half as many goals as Ronaldo. But it was just about complementing the pieces they had and making them equally as dangerous a threat on the other side of the pitch.
I don't even think they're in love with Ronaldo. I really don't. I don't think the Real Madrid fans consider him one of theirs still.
Not like Raul,
really?
For example.
Not like Raul.
Exactly. Not like the club legends that have been there before, right? Figo, like Casillas, exactly. Like those guys.
Why do you think that is?
It's a good question.
I think it's just a bit like, you know, you meet the girlfriend who's absolutely stunning, beautiful, but she offers nothing else. But you stick around with her, and you do like her a lot. But will you marry her?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
I do like that your go-to comparison is quite often the girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the only one.
No, just living vicariously through my former self.
Also, I'd like to point out via my statistic-keeping, watching the game on Tuesday, you criticized Sergio Ramos. He completed 85% of his passes.
Yeah, 85 is not great.
Yeah, well, he 65 passes.
If you're playing in that role, you should
be
above 90.
It wasn't very good in that role.
Okay. Well, what more stats you got, Emil? Can you throw me some more numbers?
Emil,
the producer?
I judge a player with my eyes, not by the numbers.
Yeah. Sprayed a couple of brutal passes, to be honest.
Yeah. Where were we? Oh, yeah, Ronaldo not being that popular.
Yeah, I don't feel like he is.
I would be interested to ask a Spanish journalist about that. I mean, they obviously respect him greatly, and they do love him.
Sure.
But have they got that attachment that they would have to a Raul and a Herrera, some of these legendary
players? I just don't see him being, with the numbers, of course, but I just don't see him being a Real Madrid legend when his career's done. I really don't.
You see, this weekend, I forget the incident exactly how it happened, but basically he... His teammate scored a goal. He could have scored the goal,
yeah.
Right? And he got all pissy again and roofed the ball into net and stormed off, all sulky. And the same day that Messi was on two goals, stole a goal from Neymar, but then won a penalty. And rather than taking it for the hat-trick, gave Neymar the ball for that penalty.
Yeah.
That's why Messi's beloved.
Sure.
And Ronaldo
absolutely.
Ronaldo goal, or lack thereof, you're referring to, was Danny Carvajal.
Carvajal scored the first
goal in like 10 years. And I actually had seen it, funny enough, it was Monday on Highly Questionable with Dan Le Batard and our old coworker, Bomani Jones. And the question was, is Ronaldo a nice person? And they ran the clip, and I just started dying. They're like, the bearded guy hadn't scored in 10 years, and Ronaldo was so mad.
So mad.
It was just a tap-in, but he slid in and took it away from
him. So what was the answer to the question?
They agreed that he's not a very nice person. Answered the way you'd assume them.
Although there's a nice video released this week of Ronaldo at some event somewhere, and some kid asked him a question in Portuguese, but it wasn't the kid's first language. And the crowd were kind of laughing and smiling and smirking at the kid's efforts. He's struggling. And he stood up and was like, wait, what are you laughing at? The kid's trying here.
Yeah.
And that's the most important thing. He speaks great Portuguese. He's not a bad guy.
I didn't realize.
He's just a bit douchey.
No, and you know what? To be honest, you kind of hate it because of, what it portrays and what it looks like. But there's a reason that he's gotten to this level in his career. And it's not purely just because of the talent. It's because he has that arrogance and that egotistical attitude and that I want to get the goal, and it's kind of to, everything for it and kind of me first and be goal hungry. You're not going to score that many goals if you're not like that. So I think that as much as we can kill him for it, at the same time, it's really helped him to get to the level of his career where he's 1 and 1A as best in the world.
Is how you became a producer on Tim and Sid's new show.
Sure, exactly. I just, completely trashed all of my...
Machiavellia. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Trashed all of my... No, of course not.
I just can't believe that you saw the video of me asking Ronaldo a question. I didn't know that was out.
I've been working on my...
I got Rosetta Stone.
Christian, what a special young man. What a special young man he is, Brendan. Ray Hudson interview with Dunlop many years ago.
Wasn't even an interview. We bumped into him in an elevator.
Is that what it was?
You and I had come off the elevator, and to my astonishment, standing in front of me was Ray Hudson, and I was starstruck. And Charmin had probably assumed I'd be that way, but had never seen me that way.
No, it wasn't me. I wasn't there, was it?
Is me, you, and our competitor.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, at BMO Field.
Yeah, BMO. Yeah, yeah.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. You're a very special young man there, Brendan. Can I give you a Saint shirt? Anyway.
You love running in people at elevators, eh?
Oh, Lothar Matthäus
in the Champions League final.
We did, yeah. Good. That was so funny.
Nuno Gomes coming down from the hotel.
Butters was coming down.
Elevator.
He was going up.
Girlfriend was just freshening up.
Girlfriend was just still there. Yeah.
The best part about podcasts are the inside jokes that
yes.
no one gets.
No, everyone gets.
They must
do.
Long time listeners get that by now, right?
Yeah.
I would hope.
Punters.
Emil, do you get
team.
The reference? He gets it.
One of Punters' favorite teams. A bunch of players wanted to have a
socialize
with his girlfriend. With the Punters
there. Gumsh.
Yeah. Yeah. In their hotel. Should have told him.
But the fact is, they didn't.
She went home with me.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right. She chose Brendan Dunlop over Benfica.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Good for you.
It must be the look. It must be this.
I'm just glad because I'd have to be a Porto fan if, if she'd gone up with them.
All right, to the other game, shall we? From Ronaldo to Messi. Barcelona 3, Bayern Munich 0. Speaking of egotistical people, Pep Guardiola, starting with three at the back and all the experts.
What is he doing?
What are you doing? Is this Barcelona, right? But then he's kind of thinking, yeah, but we're Bayern Munich. We're pretty good too. However, after 15 minutes, he kind of changed his opinion after it was going to be a rout at that point, wasn't it? Was that ego, do you think? Or was he genuinely trying to be a tactical genius?
I think part of it was maybe a mind game that he thought Enrique would see it and become nervous or readjust his own tactics and seeing it that way. But I think he was quite naive to think it could be successful for better parts of half an hour, let alone a match.
Yeah, you wonder if his kind of ego got in the way there of trying to, you know, come back and do something different, and this masterclass, maybe this touch that could have helped. And you know what? For 60-odd minutes, it seemed like Bayern Munich were going to come out as favorites going to the second leg if they could hold on. Even 1-0 wouldn't have been the worst, but just that last 20, 25 minutes from Barcelona was, you know, we get glimpses of that from them from time to time, and then sometimes you get full games against, you know, weaker competition where they just look amazing. But to do that against a Bayern Munich team and that be that thorough for that amount of time, it was that was one for the ages, I think.
It really was. They were absolutely incredible. It was just that 3 minutes of genius from Leo Messi. And we see it over and over again. We don't appreciate it, perhaps, because we see it so often. But, man, he just took control when he had to, didn't he?
Poor Jerome Boateng. He's just going to be on whatever they're called, GIFs or GIFs, I never know, forever.
It's a GIF.
It was, everyone says it's different. I just, you never know.
He, GIF. It's like, not G, is that, surely. GIF.
I think it's
like the peanut butter GIF I've heard. I don't know. Whatever.
What's the equivalent to the GIF peanut butter? GIF. What's the other? What else is it called? No, with a J.
It's just said GIF. That's why I'm using it as a reference.
I thought you were saying there was an alternative way of pronouncing that.
Do you prefer crunchy peanut butter or smooth peanut butter?
Crunchy definitely.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
You like smooth. Oh,
my daughter does.
Really?
And I'm quite ashamed of it.
That is awful.
Yeah, it's not good.
No, usually older people
wean her off like
step
that.
In a lifetime disappointment.
Big time, I guess, yeah.
It's not ideal.
As soon as she likes men, you're going to be disappointed.
Oh, that's how that never happens.
I'm live tweets. We should do the photo thing more often because
you're getting,
people not listening, right? I got, why is he wearing sunglasses indoors? Yeah. Has Dunlop been blind the
Alex
whole time?
Alex Xero said, I literally just LOL'd and that never happens to my tweets.
Oh, wow.
That's nice.
Nice. That's great.
Didn't reply to all of
KJ
us.
KJ even responded and said, that better be Travis Payne.
Hey. Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
You know, I've never had as good an impression of him. I've never had a good impression of him like you guys. You guys have always, especially
he's
you.
He's your mate, though. He's your close mate.
Well, he used to be. He's run off with Sasha Kleshta, though. Now that he's back in MLS, I wonder if they're
hanging out all the time.
They probably got a penthouse together in Manhattan.
Yeah. Probably hanging out at Drake's Diggs, probably, right?
One of
Drake's new club at the ACC by invite only. Yeah.
Oh,
it's nice to see someone that came from nothing and from nowhere, you know. An all-inclusive type club.
Yes. That's
nice,
very nice.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about that, too, just to go on a tangent.
Drake in general?
It's called Cher Nightclub, S-H-E-R, and it's dedicated to his grandparents who have passed away. You'd think there'd be a nicer way to maybe, you know, have their memory than an exclusive
nightclub?
Yeah.
Named
after
the arena?
Them?
Maybe
in the ACC?
A charitable donation?
Like, you'd think.
Maybe hospital wing?
You would hope. Yeah. It's a little strange.
Do you think he is Roman?
Did his grandparents, you know, did they frequent nightclubs?
Exactly.
Probably
it's just,
not.
It doesn't make much sense to me. I mean, I don't want to crap on the gesture because it's very nice and, you know, I'm sure they were great people, but you would think that it would be a nicer way, like you said.
When
maybe,
I'm dropping,
you know,
$2,000 on a bottle of champagne, I'll be thinking of them.
Yeah.
Thinking, this is what they would want.
Well, we're never getting in there. Not punters might.
The days are gone when Charmin is splashing $2,000 on a bottle of champagne.
Splashing.
Yeah.
About 50, more likely.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Back to the game.
Sure.
That was really good. Barcelona's good.
Soccer.
Yeah. 3-0, though. No one really saw a 3-0, did they?
It was always possible. I think once they just opened the floodgates, really.
But
they just ran at them.
Everyone's writing off Bayern Munich now, and I know why they are. I'm not an idiot. It's Barcelona playing, you know, vintage Barcelona. But at the same time, you know, twice in this tournament, Bayern started off poorly in the first leg, including the last one against Porto. It was 3-1. And then just click.
But that's Shakhtar and Porto.
I know.
And
I know, but still, I know they're not going to progress, right? I'm just saying that people once again just say, oh, well, write them off. This was a favorite for the tournament prior to this game.
Barcelona were slight favorites.
Were they slight favorites?
They were slight favorites.
Well, not in my head. I had Bayern Munich winning this.
Did you? Thing. Yeah. See, Barcelona were slight favorites, but, you know, I just think that you factor how Barcelona are playing. If they can just go there and get a goal, then it's done, and Bayern need five, right? It's like,
if Bayern go at them, Barca's defense isn't fantastic.
No, it's not, but...
Well, yeah, that's silly to say, because you've got to get the ball from first, right?
And Barca can just hit on the counter. I mean, one goal, that's it. Barcelona get one goal, and Bayern Munich need five.
I think finally, though, sorry to interrupt, but, you know, Bayern, with all the injuries this year, but they lose Robben, Ribery, and Alaba, arguably their three best players. I mean, yeah. What do you want?
Right? Yeah.
I think that Barca knew they had to put up a few goals at home because Bayern haven't lost yet at home in the Champions League.
Yeah, and I think the revenge factor from 2 years ago as well, when we had this same semifinal and it was 7-0, 4-0 Bayern in the first leg at Barca, and then 3-0 in the second leg. I mean, like that. I feel like at that time, 2 years ago, it seemed so crazy that it was kind of like, oh, this Barcelona era is done. These guys are past it, and Bayern Munich's the new thing.
They refreshed it.
And they just refresh, and not even, you know.
Suarez
and Neymar. And
boom, Neymar.
Obviously.
You love your Rakitic.
I do love him, man. Have you seen that guy boot around the field? He's everywhere. He's been outstanding.
I must say, he's done better than I expected. I still think he's overrated, and you got this weird love with him.
Well, listen, you can't ever replace Xavi. You're not going to replace him because he's one of the greatest of all time. But you get a guy that's going to put in the same effort.
Yeah.
Right? He's very, very good.
Yeah, well.
Now, what did it cost him? About 30 million euros, was it?
Well, when you're a Europa League champion, of course, you kind of come with a big price tag like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm a big fan of Rakitic. Mm, okay. Long blonde locks. Reminds me of a young Pavel Nedved.
Yeah, I was thinking that. Who was the Pavel Nedved wannabe replacement that Juve had the first year we had the score?
Christian Poulsen? I was thinking of blondes right now.
He was a winger, and he was really great for like a couple of games.
Oh, the diver.
The diver.
Oh, my.
Emil, do you remember this guy?
The diver on Juventus.
Blonde.
Yep.
Eastern European.
Matra.
No. Not Alessandro Matri. And it wasn't Maxi Lopez either.
No, it wasn't Lopez. He had blonde hair.
He was blonde. He was Eastern European. They wanted him to be the next Nedved. He kind of looked like him. Maybe that was
where it came from. Really infamous dive. A terrible one where he was lambasted across the European press.
But he had half a season where he was stellar and then was just brutal.
Great pace.
Yeah.
Oh, what was his name?
It's going to drive us nuts. It's not Poulsen.
I'm sure it was M something. That wasn't Poulsen, though. Something M, I'm sure.
Krasic?
Krasic! Yeah. Boom.
Krasic?
That's
I looked
one.
It up.
Well
what's his
done.
First name?
Krasic.
Nico?
I think it might be Nico Krasic. No.
Nico?
Mika Krasic.
It was Krasic, though. The dives were brutal.
Confirmed it was Krasic.
Milos Krasic.
Milos Krasic.
Milos Krasic.
And where is he now?
Yeah, it was when we had the Serie A, yeah.
Where is he now?
I don't know.
Italian second. Partizan Belgrade.
I had to look that up. I didn't come up with that. I just put Juventus.
Yeah, Fenerbahce.
Next Nedved.
Fenerbahce A2.
Is he really?
No, what the hell is A2?
Well, that's probably like their B team.
Fenerbahce A2 is the reserve team that play in the Turkish A2 league.
Wow.
You can't be serious.
So he's not the next Nedved?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Probably not.
All right.
Wow.
Probably not.
Milos Krasic, yeah.
He's played 25 games down there.
So Pep Guardiola loses twice now. Well, Simi goes out this time around heavily in the semifinals. Is a shine off Pep?
Oh, come on. If Bayern let him go because he wasn't able to take them to the European greatness and keep that level that they achieved in front of the eyes of Dobby and myself, then there's going to be a lineup of teams after him. I mean, TFC are going to have to spend a lot more money to get him than they think. You know? He's going to City would take him in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
I think it would be very silly. I mean, who are they going to replace him with? I mean, I think that he's...
Yeah, what would they do? What's the alternative?
Jurgen Klopp.
Last week we were talking.
He's not leaving.
Last week we were talking about him as probably the best manager in the world, and I still think that. Yeah, this result doesn't help his stock right now. But you know, when you sit back, you start thinking, who's going to replace him? You're going to replace him with Klopp? No, I mean Pep Guardiola is still one of the best, you know, couple of managers in the world. It'd be ridiculous.
And like he said post match, you know, we're 15 minutes away from a good result.
Yeah.
And it was, you're beaten by messy brilliance. Now, sure, we can question the tactics, but they didn't score when you're playing that crazy through the back running style, right? Luckily, I mean, they could have scored, but they didn't score. In fact, Bayern could have scored at the other end during that crazy opening 20 minutes or so. But yeah, they could have, you know, earned a decent result if not for Messi's brilliance. And how many teams have been burned by that in the years?
Do you, he scored the fastest brace, I think, in Champions League history, too.
Was it?
Do you think that Barca are through? That Bayern can't overturn it?
No, I think Barca's through, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So are we finally going to see an El Clasico Champions League final? We thought we were going to get it 2 years ago when we were going, and Dortmund and Bayern both pulled the upsets, but...
I'm with you. I think 1-0 will do it for Real. That being said, Juve really impressed me, and I consider them among the...
I would love to see Juve go through. I think it would be great for...
They play good football.
...for the game. I think it would be great for Italian soccer. I think it would be just... nice to have some fresh blood in there. But I do think that it's going to be Real and Barca and finally get your El Clasico final.
Italian soccer definitely needs it right now.
Yeah.
English teams, though, cheering on Real Madrid are English soccer fans with a coefficient worries.
Not great results for
crazy?
The Italians in the Europa League today either.
Yeah,
no. Sevilla smashed Fiorentina 3-0.
Yeah, 3-0.
And Napoli 1-1 in Dnipro, yeah. But it was a very controversial equalizer.
Was it?
Two guys offside, clearly.
Really? Well, Dnipro going home with a goal.
You're not torn at all supporting the Ukrainian team? I know you're a big fan of Rafa Benitez.
Am I?
I feel like in previous conversations,
Jish?
You...
No, I'm not torn. I really don't care that much. It'd be nice for a Ukrainian team to get to the final, sure.
Yeah.
Lovely story.
Yeah.
Lovely story.
Dnipro Sevilla. What a Wednesday night in Warsaw.
Sure.
Let's move on before we get kicked out of here to some tweets. How about that, shall we?
Sure, there's lots.
All right, we want to start here.
Some J.M. Templeton asked who's going to get out of the Championship and League One playoffs. He said he thought it'd be Norwich and Sheffield United, but... Unfortunately, Sheffield United lost the first leg at home to Swindon today 2-1 in the 94th minute, so probably won't be us. Good thing I wasn't planning on going to Wembley because it doesn't look like we're going to get there.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Out of the Championship, though, a couple of great matchups.
Norwich against Ipswich.
Norwich against Ipswich. Ooh, great local derby. I think the first leg is Saturday morning at like 7:15 kickoff our time, lunchtime in England. And the other one is Middlesbrough and Brentford. Mm-hmm. I would think Middlesbrough will get through that. They've been a pretty good team, pretty consistent team all year. Well, Brentford's on a pretty good high right now. I think it'll be Middlesbrough and Norwich in the final, and I think Norwich will go through.
Although, actually, J.M. Templeton actually says the Championship playoffs.
Oh, could be a different tournament. Okay, the Championship. That's, sorry, I didn't know what that was.
Maybe, is it like Chinese League or something? Possibly.
Oh, my God.
Shanghai looking pretty good right now.
He also asked, is Charmin still eligible to vote? I can't speak right now. Eligible to vote in UK elections. Did he? Need to hear your political analysis.
I don't know. Am I?
I don't know.
When I left, though, I was only 16, so I couldn't vote then.
Yeah. So you've never voted in any British election?
No, I haven't.
Wow. You'd totally be a Boris guy.
He's not up for an election.
Whatever. I'm just thinking of politicians that more people know.
He looks a bit like a Krasich.
You'd be a Boris Johnson guy.
Big blonde
for sure.
Hair. I just don't really follow it anymore.
No, what's going on in UK elections?
Miliband?
Well, today, right? The election's today, tonight, as we speak. It's going to be a coalition of the sounds of things, but I haven't really been following it. All right, moving on. Let's see. Okay, Mr. Pooper. Is it Darren Pooper? That'd be amazing.
Is that the
greatest
Surrey,
backup in
Surrey history. Safe
second
guy or
hockey
something.
Reference.
Darren Pooper.
Wow.
Yeah, loved
Darren
him.
Pooper.
You are going to take Doug McLean's job.
I'm going for Strombo's job.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Got the beard and everything.
Yeah,
not wearing a tie.
Tim and Sid's new hockey analyst, James Sherman. Yeah. Welcome aboard.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
There.
Jackson Pack.
Hey, I said today, more on one occasion, it's elimination Thursday in the NHL.
Trying
the
to stave
the
off elimination.
On the Empire?
I used the Empire word once.
Watch any sports television or hockey coverage in the next 24 hours and count. You should have a drinking game. How many times you hear stranglehold? Facing elimination or stave off elimination. Mm-hmm. You will be hammered within 3 minutes. Mm. It's just constant.
Well, our camera
stave.
Guys, we're Vinny and Seb today, big Montreal Canadiens fans. Yeah. So I made a point of really emphasizing how the Habs are on the brink tonight.
Amazing.
They appreciated it.
Good.
Yeah.
That's why we always saw the back of your head every commercial break. That was...
I guess we should.
Weird.
Mr. Pooper should actually read his tweet.
No.
Rather than just
referring. No, I think that's all.
We go over such tangents, don't we? Eh? Darren Pooper turns into Mr. Pooper turns into a discussion about the hockey playoffs on Sportsnet tonight.
It's probably like
can you let us talk about Wilfred Bony and why City bought him and leave Jovetic on the bench?
Because they don't trust Jovetic.
Yeah, exactly. Still not healthy either. And Bony is a long term signing, I think. Has to be because Dzeko, I'd imagine, is leaving this summer.
Yeah. You'd think he would be a long-term one, but you wonder if Bony left a good situation for him and just, you know, went to the big club, big money and the expectations. I don't know if he is that guy that can be a number one striker, and he's going to have to be at times because we've talked about multiple times that Aguero isn't going to last.
I didn't think he was either,
ever.
But you guys all thought that it was, he's well worth being bought. Maybe not the money, but that's the landscape.
That's the going rate. Yeah. No, I think that the long-term thing is kind of the case that maybe next year and, you know, they have an off-season to kind of work on him, work with him and figure out what they want to do with their squad next
year. When you're also competing on more than, you know, one or two fronts.
Yeah.
You know, with Europe there, he can play from the start as well. He obviously is something different, right?
Yeah.
Break them to Aguero. Maybe they can work well together. But he'll be, I think, seeing plenty of action next year. Charlie Corse, why is Chelsea so damn boring to watch? We should just mention they won the championship last Sunday. They haven't mentioned that yet. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Chelsea are the English champions. No surprise there. And I still have no issue with the way they play. I don't like it. It's boring as hell, but I understand why they do it.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean,
successful.
I think that we kind of, it's easy to forget and get lost in the last few weeks and even since the turn of the new year. But remember at the beginning of the year, they were playing amazing stuff and Costa and Fabregas, and they just looked like this juggernaut that was going to score 110 goals this year. And, you know, as it gets to the point where you just need to start, it was that kind of year in the Premier League this season where whoever could just grind out the results, and I think Chelsea stayed the course and just found a way to win. And you're not that surprised with Mourinho that that's how it got done, but you can't argue with success. And I mean, and I think any fan of any of the other big clubs in Manchester United, Arsenal, Liverpool, Man City would take that kind of game and take the title. No questions asked. So I think that it's just a bit of spitefulness from the other clubs and other fans that just, oh, they're so damn boring. Yeah, well, you know what? They got it done. So you don't have to like it, but you have to respect it.
Very well said. Very well said. Brandon Wayne is asking about Memphis Depay, who has signed with United for next season.
Good signing.
Does it mean the end for Di Maria?
I think Ashley Young means the end for Di Maria.
Say that again. Yeah.
It
sounds crazy, and it's not going to be the answer, I'm sure.
No, but it is insane how and Young has played quite well.
Very well.
I don't understand where this came from.
It's unbelievable that Man United are where they are. I mean, the last few weeks have been very poor, but they're going to finish fourth. I mean, I don't think that they're going to blow that. They need only logistically 5 points of their last three games, even if Liverpool wins
legitimately.
What did I say?
Logistically. You're so good with words usually.
Either way.
Remember the time I introduced your the quiz?
Legitimately, I think would make more sense.
Remember the first year I hosted the quiz and introduced it as the third inaugural?
That's
Christmas
right.
Christmas quiz.
Third inaugural.
Well, it's very rare that you get your words wrong. Yeah. So I thought maybe I'll just
I thought logistically, they only need 5 points and then Liverpool
can. Do you have to pay them. Ryerson when you get your words
I
wrong?
I thought it was fine. Anyways, that's another debate. They only need 5 points, so they're probably going to get there. And it's amazing to think that they've had this decent a season with Falcao and Di Maria being complete flops.
Shadows
in a lot of ways, right?
Absolutely.
I think more Falcao than Di Maria. I think Di Maria is getting a bit of a hard time. I think that he has had flashes.
Yeah.
But Falcao's done nothing.
He's
I mean,
10 assists in the season too.
Yeah.
Di Maria.
Yeah.
You know,
these are massive signings that cost them all kinds of money, and it's just neither of them's going to be back next season.
I still have a sneaking suspicion they might bring Falcao back.
You
just
think
because
so?
They spent 20 million on this guy as a loan deal, and he's clearly not healthy. He's not, you know, what he was, and he had a terrible injury last year, missed almost a year of football.
Yeah.
It takes a long time to recover, and if you've already sunk that much money into this guy, another 15 million, 20 million is what they're saying, it might be worth a gamble.
It seems like a lot.
And he actually has looked better in recent weeks when he's come on, but you're right, he's still not anywhere close to what they should be getting for a £40 million player.
It's stunning. I mean, does this mean, like, is he going to go to Copa America and tear it up as you would expect?
Probably.
I hope so.
Plays well for his country.
I have two Colombia matches in my
trip itinerary.
That's coming
up quickly, eh?
Really quick.
Jeez. This is Punter's last podcast probably as well.
Yeah, what are you
potentially ever.
Because he's going away, traveling the world once
where
again.
Where are you going again
my
now?
God, man, what are they paying you?
I make $2 million a year.
Where are you going now?
I'm going to Vancouver on Monday.
Okay.
So I'll be gone for 2 weeks.
With a girlfriend?
She's out there.
Okay.
And then I'm going to England for the FA Cup final at the end of the month.
Yeah.
Hopefully Poland a few days before for
and
the Europa
Copa
League
America.
Final. And then the last 2 weeks of June, I'll be in Chile for Copa America.
So A, how much are they paying you? B, how much time do you get off? Those are the two questions here. Because that's more than I could afford a year.
These trips and between shifts.
Yeah, and that's more... That's more time off than I've had in a
long
time, you prick.
I work a lot of last-minute shifts, which are fortunate in the Lou building.
Mm.
And I've maxed out my vacation for the entire year. So
when you
I can't take any sick days.
The man behind Elena Watko.
Well,
you can go wherever you want.
Certain things.
You can't get flowers delivered on time, though. Jeez. What did we used to call the end of the show when we used to...
Bits and Bobs.
Bits and Bobs.
Yeah,
can we start that right now?
Bits and Bobs.
Okay. If you're looking for flowers for someone special in your life, this is fitting with Mother's Day coming up. Don't call 1-800-Flowers.com.
Okay.
Because not only will they sell you something that you probably could have paid considerably less for if you had the opportunity of going to a florist and having it delivered with a bottle of wine and a pizza, they won't deliver it on time. A girl's performance, the opening night of a show, what's more important than getting flowers from the loved one? Huh? They couldn't even deliver it. They couldn't even get it. They couldn't even deliver it. And then I was on the phone for an hour and 5 minutes combined over two phone calls just to get credited back.
It's
a disaster.
Awful. It's tragic.
Charmin caught the end of the conversation and probably thought it was going to war.
Can you order fewer than 1,800 flowers at 1800flowers.com?
That's a good question. That's who I'm going to next.
That's confusion. You order like a dozen.
Why? 1-800.
Go to like a corner store?
Well, I'm in Toronto and she's in Vancouver.
Oh, of course. Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sure she's getting plenty of flowers out there.
And pizzas and bottle of wine.
I wonder if she's like...
well, there's acting stars around her.
What are you in a summer tour? Benfica doing a summer tour out there this year?
the Sounders are up there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Hey. Dempsey.
Dempsey.
I am going to see the Sounders and the Whitecaps.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Jesus, man. Stop it. No, I'm going to Man City and TFC at the end of the month.
That's great.
You have tickets for it?
Yeah, I got him through Hummer.
You have lived. Don't be jealous of me.
No, I agree, but I'm just jealous because you're going to go live now, and I haven't... You are doing pretty damn well with your traveling. See, I'm jealous. I'm just jealous. It's great. Good for you, man.
His wife moves in, and she spends less time in the house seeing him than before.
It's amazing.
Perfect. And great dynamic.
I suggested the Warsaw thing. I think you should do it.
Great. It was your idea, buddy.
Yeah, it's going to be outstanding. And Cope America.
Producing vacations. It doesn't end with television.
I'm going to Vegas for 4 days in June.
There you go, buddy.
Very nice. Hey, ready?
Send us a postcard.
Yeah.
You got to do it in the first 2 hours you get there because you
I'm
won't
going to
remember.
EDC Las Vegas. It's going to be ridiculous.
Oh, boy.
Oh, doctor.
You might not come back.
It's called Electronic Daisy Carnival, Charms.
We should...
Daisy Carnival?
Electronic Daisy Carnival.
Daisy wheels.
Have a look at it. Like, you'll be a Cope America. I'll be... Cope America mascot. Yeah,
you heard of the concert on the island? This
Electric Islands?
No. It's a different one. It's a UK based one, but it's coming here. This,
Way Home? Not Way Home. I'm sorry. It's
Festival.
It's in September.
Nice.
I might go to that too.
Florence is playing.
Yeah. I might go to that too. It's September 12th, 30th. Looks
That's
great.
Right,
yeah. I have some friends going. I'm probably gonna do it.
Yeah, I think
yeah.
So
we'll
too.
Have to.
It'd be a
lot
of fun.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Florence's
the island's so nice.
Machines.
Florence and the Machine.
Oh, she's with
the
machine?
The machine, just the machine.
Is she on stage with a machine?
Well, then there's going to be synthesizers. They're machines.
Oh, so it's house
keyboards.
Music.
No.
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 It's not.
Why does she look like she's from the 80s in that picture you pulled up? There was a couple of great tweets to that.
Just stop. Let's just stop.
End
let's just stop this podcast now.